And the thing on top is called a...
The roof?
Uh-huh. Now, what is that made out of? Do you remember what it was made out of?
Well, ours didn't have shingles on it. I evidently had some kind of roofing paper on it.
All right, like tar paper.
Well, some of the early cabins here had dirt roofs. Have you run into that any place?
I haven't. I've heard people tell me about them, but I haven't seen one.
When we moved to 3 Mile, there was one room built on the back that had a dirt roof. It had been built on later and had a dirt roof. Mm. My mother soon got rid of that because every time it rained, the dirt dripped in, the mud dripped in. So we never did live in a...
Yeah. Would Dev call that a sod house?
No, it wasn't a sod house.
Mm. Mm. Okay. And was there anything on the sides of the roof to catch water?
Oh, we never had that in early times.
Okay.
Just dripped on the ground.
Okay. What would they have called those? Or what do you call those things that...
We have them out here. What do we call them?
Call them... I was wondering, would you use the word gutter or eaves trough?
I don't know which name would be more familiar here. Do you, John? Eaves trough, probably.
Okay. Okay. That's an older term, and that's why I wanted to know if you'd heard of it. Gutter is kind of a newer term.
And
that's exactly the kind of thing we're looking for. Now, you said it was a log cabin, so it was what the logs were made out of, what kind of wood?
Pine.
They were pine, and then chinked between?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And daubed.
And daubed. Okay. Now, what would they have called, would they have called that a log house, or since it was on a ranch, would they have called it the ranch house?
I don't know. I suppose our ranch house, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Tell them about the inside of the log house.
Some of them were just plain, you know, on the inside, didn't have any wallboard or anything on.
Mm.
Have you gotten to go to the museum yet?
I'm wanting to go this afternoon after
we
finish.
You'll see a beautiful job of log work there.
Oh.
And it's been done with a broad axe. And it's just as smooth as can be.
And that's quite a talent, isn't it? I mean,
really,
the people to be able to do
very
that.
Very few people could do it like that.
Oh,
cheesecloth and paper.
Oh, yeah. In early days, they put cheesecloth on, pasted it on before they wallpapered the house. And really, some of the real early cabins, they papered inside with newspapers. I think that was mostly for warmth.
That is really something. Cheesecloth, I hadn't heard that they would use it on the log house. I didn't know that.
Yeah, most all of them had a layer of cheesecloth before they put the wallpaper on,
yeah,
on the log house.
Now, how many entrances into the house were there?
There were two in this first house down at the Brownlee. Well, there were two in my home down on the ranch, too.
Okay, and you would have called those?
Front door and back door.
Okay. And if the door like that is open and you wanted your husband to shut it, you would tell him to do what?
Shut the door.
Okay. Just want to know if you'd use shut or close the door. And were there things like this in the log house?
Windows?
Yes.
Oh, yes. In my time, there was. But before that, there were some cabins these miners lived in that had no windows in.
Hmm. I guess windows made it a little colder in the wintertime, didn't they?
Oh, yes. And maybe they didn't have the glass to put in a window.
I see. Yeah. Do you remember if they would ever put anything over the windows in the wintertime to keep the cold air from coming through?
Yeah, some people hung a blanket up over the window. I can remember being places where they did that.
Okay. That'd be kind of like a old-time storm window, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it had the same purpose anyway.
Yeah. Can you remember in the old days if your parents or grandparents had anything they could look into in the morning to shave with or comb their hair?
Oh, yeah, they all had mirrors.
Okay. Do you ever remember them calling it a looking glass?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that is a term that you're familiar with from the
old
times.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, great.
Maybe they used that more than mirror, really, when I was a kid.
Okay.
Looking glass.
Yeah.
Now it's a term that's practically gone, isn't it?
That's why you're so helpful, because those terms are, you don't hear much anymore.